Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Quinn, how you doing?
Hey.
How's everything going?
I'm doing good. I'm doing all right.
Good, good. You've been moving.
Yeah.
Hey, literally, you've been moving. where are you living in now?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Okay, okay. All right, so this is what I thought we would do. I was glad that Cornell reached out to me. What I want to do, we're going to get back to the book, but and I think he just joined us too. We're going to get back to the book, but I want to kind of, I think, frame up where we're at right now in 2021. So I'm just going to ask you some questions just about this year, you know, kind of thinking about everything and where you feel like you are right now. I think that's a good place for us to start back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm just going to start there and just asking you some questions. And if Cornell behaves, we'll bring him in at the end, and we'll see if he has any thoughts he wants to bring up. But hold on just a second.
All right.
Yeah, your family's doing good?
Yeah. Well, I'm doing good right now, but it's like, I don't really like starting. Like, I don't really like it. It's boring. It's not the type of place like I live. I feel like it's for, like, people that want to settle. Like for me, my age, I feel like I would want to move to somewhere like Atlanta or Houston because that's where I feel like, you know, from, and a lot of people that move there are more successful. Like, I don't feel like what I want to do in life, surely is not the place for what I want to do.
I get it. No, I feel you. I feel you on that. I've only been to Charlotte one time, and it was just for a couple of days, so I don't really know a whole lot about it. But no, mm-hmm. I totally get what you're saying. So I want to, I'm going to sort of start off here just asking you some questions. So I want to start off, hold on a second. My Word document froze up on me. Hold on a second. Okay, so kind of looking at this year, Quina, what has it been like for you to kind of look at this year and just 2021 and all the things that's happened to you?
It's been bittersweet in 2021 because it's like every time, well, I don't really know how to put it. Like, it's been every time something good happens, then that go to bad. Like, it was going good when I was doing my book. I was doing good. I was getting better with my mental health. I was doing stuff that was making me happy. I was trying to find myself. Then I got moved and put out my comfort zone. I'm kind of like, you know, I don't have any friends. It's not where I want to be. But, you know, I just got to adjust to it. So when I started to adjust, my ex-boyfriend got killed in New Orleans. And, like, that really, like, took a toll on me because it was like, you know, it's like when, especially when we, especially because we wasn't like talking anymore on good terms because, you know, like, we had broke up because he had cheated on me or whatever. But it's like that's not somebody I wish dead on or anything because I had loved him, and
right.
When he died, it was just like. You know, like that broke my heart, and it's just like, dang, I wish. And then he was trying to be that cool, like have a friendship, and I was like, no. So it like when he died, like that hurting me because like if I would have known, like he was going, you can't never get that time back. So
yeah.
It's just like, you know. So that happened. Then some more stuff. So I'm starting to sell school, and it's just been I don't know. I'm just been stressed lately. And I feel like I'm not where I want to be in life. Like, I want to do so much more. Like, it's so much more I know I'm capable of, but I'm not doing it because my mind is in so many different places.
Hmm. No, I get that. I get. So I'm not going to press you too much on the ex-boyfriend, you know, about what happened. But also, was it you that went through COVID, or was it someone in your family went through COVID too?
Well, I had it, but it wasn't, like, bad. It was just no smell, no taste, and, you know, it was just that. Like, it was like the flu.
Okay. Got you.
Yeah.
So overall, though, this year, how did peace mind the pandemic that it impacted and how you were feeling about things? Did that impact you any?
Yeah. Like, I give this year, like, a 4. Like,
okay.
I give it a 4 because, like I said, I'm not where I want to be. Like, I feel like me as somebody that's 17 and knowing what I want, I don't feel like I'm going chase it, like I'm going get it. Like, I'm doing just the bare minimum. And it's like, I feel like I can be doing so much more. Like, I'm not where I want to be as, like, and I want to be an Instagram influencer, YouTuber. I want to sell hair, like, and I'm not doing anything to put the steps in motion for me to do it. Like, I'm procrastinating, and most of all, like, I'm supposed to be graduating this year, and it's like I've been behind because of all the craziness that's going on in my life right now.
I get it. All right, so we're giving this year a 4 out of 10 because of the thing. I get it. It's a lot. Do you feel like, okay, I know you say you're adjusting. Has your family helped you with the adjustment? Has that been any help to you, having the family?
I mean, no. I feel like my mom, but it's, my mom is, like I said, mama's always going to be there, but it's like, nobody really know what they want. Like, we all just lost right now. Like, my mom wanted to move to Houston, but it's like, we getting paid. I work at Walmart, so that's one good thing. And I get paid like $17 an hour, but it's like, if I leave North Carolina right now, once I graduate, what I'm going to do once I graduate? That's where I'm stuck at in life. It's like, because it's like,
yeah.
Okay, I want to go to college, but then I don't want to go to college because I don't want to flunk out of college. And it's like, if I go to college, what do I want to do in college, you know? So that's
right.
What I do. So, yeah.
Wow. Got you.
But
she's
trying to adjust herself. Like, she have her own stuff going on. Like, her, like, not being, like, from her going from working in a school as a paraprofessional to working at Walmart, like, that's a big change for her. And I know, like, she feel like, or she can let her children see that, like, she's down and stuff, but it's like, we're living in a hotel right now because the it's hard to get a house out here, so it's like, you know, she got to do to make sure we're okay. So that's why, like, I don't complain. I just try to do my part to let her know, like, you know, we want family. Like, we don't have, like, if you, I got you got me. Type stuff. Yeah.
Got you. Okay. So, okay, so, yeah, I can hear it. So when did the move to Charlotte happen?
I want to say right after Ida. So, like, September 2nd.
Okay.
Like, right after my birthday. Because my birthday
okay.
is August. So, yeah, we was out there August. We was out there from the 29th. To the first, and then we went back on the second. As soon as we got back, it was just like my brother called. He was like, something happened in my auntie house, and they have to come get him and stuff like that. Because my mom moved him to get for him to stay focused and stay out of trouble. And he went out there, and something happened between him and my auntie husband. But they got into it because he was like, he don't think. The man, he know that the man who killed George Floyd is racist. And my auntie, she's married to, like, a Hispanic man. So he was like, no, George Floyd died because he made wrong decisions. So, you know, once you talk, like, about stuff like that, what people get in their feelings because everybody have different views on, like, situations, period. So it was just, like, you know, it was something like that. So my mom was like, I'm going to get my son. We're going to stay out there because I don't want to move him back and, you know, something happened. So when she moved back, it was just like, oh, I didn't have the choice to stay, and I had to come with them. So,
yeah.
You know, it was like that.
Gotcha. So did you, in this last birthday, Queena, did you turn 18 or are you 17 now?
I turned 17.
You turned 17. Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Dylan, okay, so I want to talk about something you mentioned because it's something that's a big part of the book, and that is you were talking about your mental health. I know, like you said, you've been through a lot, you know, with everything going on, with the mood, the pandemic, losing your ex-boyfriend. So right now you think the thing for you is that you just kind of feel kind of lost in the situation?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think would help you?
Right now I just feel like I need time, I can't waste too much time. Like, I know I need time, but it's like I can't dwell on the past. Like, I can't, try to – I need time, but I can't take too much time off because for the lifestyle I want and what I want for myself, it's like time is money. I can't waste too much time.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel.
So what – in the perfect situation for you then, Queena, what would you want to be doing right now?
I want to be an influencer, basically. Like, right now, I want to help everybody that's going through something. Like, that's what I want to do. I want to be, like, a motivational speaker, and I want to be, like, just overall an influencer and, like, somebody that – I want to be somebody. I want to be somebody that's in – a textbook when children go to school and be like, yeah, well, today we learned about Queena Miller, the girl who did this and did that. Like, that's what I want to be. I want to be somebody that when I die, that I left a mark or something.
Okay. Gotcha. So for you then, I mean, what would you say to other people? Because you know you're not the only one that's feeling this way right now. What would you say to young people about what they can do? I mean, what is it you're trying to do to get out of the space that you're in now, feeling lost and trying to?
I would say pray. I know praying, sorry, most people don't believe in praying, but I feel like pray, because right now you've been into somebody that may help, but only person that can help you and could be there for you is God, because you never know, like I said, like what I, as me as a teenager, teenagers look at you when you say, oh, you feeling mental health, they're going to be like, oh, she's just crazy. Go to God. God is the first person you need to go to, and once you feel comfortable around talking to other people, that's what you do. I feel like people might want to talk to me. I know some people might be like, she don't know everything, but it's like, go to God first. Before you go to anybody, go to God, pray. Because praying will help. Like, you're going to see a difference in your life once you start praying and putting God first.
Okay.
You have to put God in your life. Like, that's the main thing.
Okay. Do you feel like that's what's helping you right now is praying and doing what you can to put God first?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we've talked about some of the negative things from the going on this year. What are the things you're proud of for yourself, though? If you kind of look at this year, what are you proud of yourself about?
I'm proud of myself for, starting my hair collection. I did what I wanted to do. So I started my hair collection. I gained, more followers. I'm starting to, I'm doing better. I'm doing better as a person. Like, I don't see myself doing all the old things I used to do, so I see a lot of growth.
Okay. Okay, tell me about the hair collection.
Oh, so I have, I sell hair bundles, hair extensions, edge control, bonnets, hair wraps, and, like, like my own little collection, like I want to say like cosmetic. I do cosmetics too, so it's like stuff for your hair, basically, like girl essentials, like bundles and stuff like that.
Okay. I didn't even know about that. So where do you do that at, Quinn?
I do it in New Orleans and in Charlotte. So, like, basically, like, worldwide. That's what I want to do, like, worldwide.
Okay. And how do you, I know you said you gain more followers. What, you have a site you send them to, or how does that work?
Yeah, I had a website, but I, like I said, I had started lacking. So, like, people might DM me for hair and stuff like that.
Okay. Gotcha. What got you interested in that?
Because, like, my mama, she was going to sell hair or whatever, but she didn't want to no more. So people will always ask me, like, I'm a girl that loves to change my hair. So people always ask me, like, where you get your hair from? Who did your hair? So instead of, like, that's a way for me to make money, because everybody always asking me, like, where you get your hair from. So I just thought about, like, getting my own hair collection.
Okay, so let's talk about that a little bit more, because this is new to me. So what would you like to see going on with that? I mean, is that what you want your YouTube and things to be about?
Yeah, part of it. But I would want to see, like, celebrities, girls. Like, I just want it to be, like, for anybody who feels comfortable wearing my hair. Like, mainly me, I want celebrities and stuff. Like, I want to be, like, I want my hair collection to be, like, something that, like, Jada, Ari, like, be, like, for them to wear.
Okay. Are you going to be doing, like, tutorials and stuff to show people how to do different things?
Yeah, but I don't know how to do my own hair. I just know, like, the difference between hair. I just know how to, the difference between good hair, bad hair. Like, how long the hair will last, and the texture. Like, I don't know. I do my own.
No, I got it. Yeah, but even that is important, you know. I mean, being able to share with people that, you know, knowing what different kind of hair to, you know. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Knowledge for people. Okay, got it. Okay. So you said something interesting, because you were talking about, you know, as far as being an influencer, you said you wanted to help everybody. Especially those who are going through something, you want to be somebody that others learn from, and then when you die, you want to leave a mark. Do you feel like, though, by telling your story, that you could also do that, that you could also leave a mark on people?
Yeah. I feel like I want somebody to be like, that girl helped me. Like, her story really helped me. That made me be more open, like, that made me not feel so bad about what I'm going through. That's how I want it to be, like.
Okay. Got it. As far as dealing with the loss, and again, we won't spend too much time on this, but dealing with the loss, what would you say to people who may be dealing with that? And a lot of people have lost people over the past, especially a couple of years, not just through the pandemic, but so much going on right now in the world. What would you say to people let's start off with how they can deal with it. What advice would you give to them, those also dealing with the loss of a loved one?
I don't know what to say to somebody who lost somebody, because everybody hear the same thing, like, keep your head up, be in a better place, and it's going to get better. Like, that's everybody hear that. So it's like, you don't know what to say to somebody, because you don't never know how they're feeling. But it's like, I was like, the main thing for me is just like, put God first. Like, that's the only thing I know what to say, because it's like, you get so tired of hearing it. Like, especially when I had lost my ex-boyfriend, like, I was so tired of hearing, oh, it's going to be okay. Like, because you feel like it's never going to be okay, because you're never going to see them again. So it's like, I don't know what to tell them. It's just like, you got to let time heal and pray. Like, that's the only thing I know what's coming.
Yeah. No, I think that's great advice. That's why I wanted to ask you, because, I mean, you're right. People have their own thing that they say, but you're the one going through it. So, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
I like that time heal, you know. And I mean, so I think that's advice, you know, that works. What about life being precious? I mean, you've dealt with a lot, thinking about suicide, of course, losing loved ones, dealing with a lot of stuff. What have you learned about life and how precious it is?
It's like make every moment count. Like, take as many pictures, do different things, don't hold grudges. Like, you know, it ain't always about who wrong and who right. If you could fix it and you could try to make it work or anything, like, you don't even got to be in a relationship, or it could be like a friendship. Sometimes people fall out with their friends over stupid stuff. Like, if you could talk to your friend and you and your friend could get through it, you should do that, because tomorrow or the next hour, your friend or your boyfriend, your mom or your daddy, they could be gone. And it's like, you're going to have that on your conscience, like, dang. So it's like, make every moment count. Take pictures, explore, like, do things that you think you wouldn't do with the people you love, basically.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Very good. All right, one last thing I want to ask you about today, and then we'll be picking back up here tomorrow, but after I kind of go through some of the notes, I want to ask you about family, because, of course, mm-hmm. families can't choose. You know, it is. What are you most proud of that you've learned, though, about family and dealing with family this year?
I feel like family is who you could count on. Your relatives, not always your family, because family will stab in your back. But family is the ones you know going to love you, going to be there for you, not going to judge you. And what I'm proud of my family is, like, we all crazy. Like, we all different. So it's like, but we all know, like, we're going to be there for each other. So it's like, the ones you love the most, and you just got to, the ones who show you they love you, and even if they don't show you they don't love you, you still love them, because, you know, people got different ways of showing love. So it's like, just, you know, be a lovable person. You don't want to be somebody that when they die, oh, that child there was horrible. Like, you got to love everybody, even love your haters. Like, that's just how I feel.
Yeah. Do you feel like you've grown, Queena, in the way that you've dealt even with those who don't seem to get along with you or don't seem to understand you?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think helped you do that?
My mama was always pushing me, like, people don't gotta like you. Because I had a problem with being accepted. Like, I don't want to know, like, why people ain't like me. And I was never a mean person to people. So even though, like, I did get into a lot of people, it was always because I felt like somebody backstabbed me. So it was always, like, even though, you know, what made me get there was everybody don't have to love me. Everybody don't have to like me. So even though I know that you did this to me, I did what I was supposed to do as a friend, as a family member, or whatever. So it's just like, oh, well, like, you lost out on a good person, not me.
Yeah. All right. Good job. That's good for today. I'm going to go ahead and bring Cornell in. All right, Cornell, how we doing?
Yo. Yeah.
How's everything your way?
Good.
What'd you think?
Good. and I agree with it, but I just I think one, when you say you want the influence, you once knowing that, you're gonna have to you're gonna be careful what you do. You know what I'm saying? Because once you start being like an influencer and a motivated speaker and talking to different people, like, different things that might come up, you'll have to learn how to dodge different situations because of how people look at you. You get what I'm saying? So it's like beefing online. Like, you can't indulge yourself in beefing online because that can, you know, mess with your brand that you're building, or your legacy that you're building.
Yeah.
So certain things you're not going to be able to do that you would do normally. You know what I'm saying? Just as a regular, I don't want to say regular person, but as a regular person.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
You get what? Yeah. And dealing with things is all about perspective, how you look at the situation. Because if you could change the way you look at it, you could change the way you feel about it. But, yeah, I think it was good.
Yeah. All right. So, So, same time tomorrow?
Yep.
I work tomorrow for 9 to 5, so I don't know when I go on my break tomorrow, so I don't know.
What about the weekend? You work in the weekend too, Queen?
Yeah. Oh wait, no, I'm tripping. I don't work tomorrow. I work on a weekend. Yeah, I can come tomorrow.
Hey. Sounded like you. She's spending too much time, right? So 3 o'clock your time works tomorrow, Quina?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thank you. I'll talk to y'all same time tomorrow, then.
All right.
All right, great job, Quina. Great job today.
All right.